I thought it would be funny to wear my new t-shirt to the dungeon. It was a Saturday afternoon, and there was a new class being taught on flogging. I wouldn't know which end of the flogger to swing, since I'm always the one being hit, but I like to go to classes to support the local community. It was a pretty good crowd, and I knew most of the people there. I had just bought a new shirt, which I thought was hilarious. On the front it read, "Don't bully me," in large letters, and just below it, in parentheses, it added, "Or I'll come." It was funny, in large part, because it was true. As a hardcore emotional masochist, being bullied was something I fantasized about frequently, and among my circle of friends, it is a well-known fetish of mine. So when I showed up wearing the shirt, no one was really surprised. I got a few comments. Most people found it amusing. A few even asked where I got it. My best friend Amy couldn't stop laughing. "Definitely one way to give consent," she teased. I agreed, smiling. I told her I was a firm believer in t-shirt consent, and we both laughed. So, nothing really notable, except for a little extra attention, which I have to admit is always welcome. The class started and was really interesting. I saw Amy was sitting with two of my friends, and they all seemed unusually interested in something. And I kept looking back at them, wondering what exactly was going on. There was an open seat next to them, so I carefully stood up and made my way back to their row. When I went to sit down, my friend Claire smirked at me. "Sorry, that seat is taken," she told me, sounding unusually bitchy. I apologized and went back to the place I had been sitting before. I kept turning around, trying to see who the seat was reserved for, but no one showed up. Eventually, Claire started giving me the, "What do you think you're looking at?" look. I started to wonder if I did something to upset her. I tried to focus on the class, feeling a little odd about the whole situation. Something was off, and I was really growing uncomfortable. The instructor announced a short break and that after, we'd all come back for a demonstration, and then anyone who wanted to try some flogging could give it a go. Not really my thing, but I'd happily volunteer to bottom should anyone find themselves without a partner. The timing was good. I'd been drinking from my water bottle the whole class, and I really needed to use the bathroom. So, just as break started, I got up and headed to the restroom. I hadn't noticed that my three friends also got up and followed me to the bathroom. Once we were all inside, my friend Amy turned around and locked the door, turning the deadbolt and standing in front of the door. She was smiling. It was a smile that I knew all too well. We told each other everything. Without any warning, one of the other girls took hold of my hair and grabbed it tight, yanking me toward her at first, and then pushing me down to the floor. As she let go, I tumbled to the ground. I started to protest and was told to shut up as the third girl kneeled down behind me and pulled my arm behind my back, twisting it painfully. She placed her knee in the small of my back, forcing me even harder against the floor. The three of them were laughing, really laughing. My face was now pressed flat against the dirty bathroom floor. Now another hand was reaching down under the waist of my jeans, finding my panties and pulling on them. Slowly, at first, and then harder and harder, yanking my panties up between my legs into my cunt, giving me a wedgie. More laughing. Not with me. Definitely at me. I heard Claire's voice mocking me. "Don't bully me," she taunted. "I'll come." I could feel my panties stretching and cutting deep into my pussy. I started to plead with them to stop. Then I felt a shoe on my cheek, pressing my face even harder into the floor, You don't belong here, freak, Amy said. The other two started repeating the word freak and laughing. Melody, another friend of mine, was watching. No one here likes you or your stupid t-shirt. I know you think it's funny, but it just makes you look stupid, she added. Now the other two girls chimed in. We only let you hang out with us so we can make fun of you behind your back. You are too fucking stupid to even realize you are a laughingstock. The three of them continued insulting me. Name-calling, insults, making fun of me. Amy knew me so well, so she knew just how to hurt my feelings. I felt tears welling up in my eyes. I started to question everything. Did people really see me that way? What if it was all true? Do they all really laugh at me? Am I some kind of joke? I started saying no, repeating it over and over again. And they responded with a mixture of yeses and howls of laughter. I begged them to stop. Amy's tone grew a bit darker. Stop? Stop what? She asked. Stop telling you the truth? From behind, I heard another voice. We are not going to stop until you finally understand. We don't like you. We don't want you here. Freak. Loser. Dumb cunt. Attention whore. Idiot. The grip in my arm tightened, and now I was being told to lick the floor. I resisted at first, but soon my panties were being pulled even tighter into my pussy, and I felt my tears start to stream down my cheeks. I pressed my tongue out and did as I was told. I licked the floor, crying. More laughter, mockery, derision. Amy leaned down. You can't take that back now. We all saw you do it. She laughed more. You just licked the bathroom floor. Dirty, filthy, gross bathroom floor. Just like you. Another voice. And now that is all we will ever think about when we see you. And another. Wait until we tell everyone. Maybe an announcement after. Maybe we should warn everyone about not slipping on the freshly licked floor. Amy told me to do it again. I tried to resist, but there were hands everywhere, holding me down, making me hurt. So I did. I licked the dirty, filthy, gross floor. When I did, I heard the distinctive sound of a cell phone snapping a picture. And then another. And another. Without warning, I was flipped over and my arms were pinned over my head. I tried to struggle, but it was hopeless. Melody held my feet down while Claire started to run her fingers over my ribs and armpits, sending me into spasms of laughter. I was begging and screaming and pleading with them to stop. Not only was it torturous, it was making it nearly impossible to hold back the flood of urine I was desperate to expel. Amy held my arms down, her nails digging into my wrists. I watched as Claire's shoe pressed against my stomach, slowly applying pressure against my bladder. I lost my words, squirming desperately as I lost control, and I felt the hot stream of urine soaking into my jeans. First around my pussy, and then slowly seeping down the legs of my pants, turning them dark blue. The unmistakable look of a girl who had just wet her pants. If the visual wasn't enough, the smell was a dead giveaway. I was crying harder now, sniffling, snot running from my nose. "Don't you look pretty?" Amy asked. I shook my head and looked into her eyes, begging her to stop. She smiled. I closed my eyes tight, unable to look at her. When I opened my eyes, Amy was leaning over me, and I watched as a long stream of spit slowly dripped from her mouth, eventually hitting my nose and cheek. I wanted to wipe it off, but I was still being held down. She asked if I wanted her to clean it up, and I nodded quickly. This time, Melody grabbed my hair and pulled me on my hands and knees into the bathroom stall. Both arms twisted behind my back now, a strong hand was on the back of my head, forcing my face into the toilet. I felt the cold water hit my face, and I squirmed frantically to try and get away. My face was completely underwater, and I started to panic, unable to breathe. It seemed to go on forever. I was screaming into the water. Ears covered, I could hear their laughter, distorted and awful sounding. Just as I felt like I was going to pass out, I heard the sound of the toilet flushing and the water receded, swirling in circles around my face. My hair was soaked and my face was coated in toilet water. I was dragged again out of the stall into the middle of the bathroom floor. I tried to crawl to the door, but I was stopped by Amy, her foot stepping on my hand, trapping it underneath and twisting it a bit, making me scream and beg her to stop. All three of them were standing around me now, looking down at me. I was trembling, scared, lost. I begged them to stop, crying harder now. "We'll stop when you do what the shirt says," Amy said, sneering at me. She took hold of my right hand and guided it to my belly, unbuttoning and lowering the zipper on my jeans. Melody and Claire pushed me down to the floor, so I was on my back. Amy pressed my hand inside my pants, under my panties. I touched my pussy lips and felt how incredibly wet I was. My pussy juices mixed with my urine. I felt a wave of shame. Why is this turning me on? What kind of person is excited by this? "Masturbate, freak," Claire demanded. And I did, sliding my fingers inside myself, using my thumb to press against my clit, feeling my panties pulled deep between my pussy lips, pressing into me painfully. I felt my body start to fill with a sensation of shame, arousal, and a desperate need to come. I closed my eyes and Amy told me to open them, to look at them. She wanted me to see the disgust in their eyes, to see exactly what they thought of me. Messy, stinking of urine, face coated in toilet water, panties wedged inside me, masturbating to all of it. The voices and laughter were all blurred into a mix of sounds I could no longer decipher. My mind went blank and I started to come, fingering my cunt, seeing all of them look at me, witnessing my shame and humiliation, squirming, crying, pleading. Wave after wave of orgasms took over and I found myself lost in my own private world. Being watched made it so much worse. I came harder than I ever have in my entire life. Their smirks, laughter, ridicule, and disgust seared in my psyche. And when I came back to my senses, they had all stepped away, ignoring me, fixing their makeup, washing their hands. I reached between my legs and pulled my panties out from between my pussy lips. I could feel the fabric was stretched beyond use now. The toilet water on my face was drying, and I could feel the urine that was soaking into my pants turning cold. I pulled my pants up a little and buttoned them. All three of my friends were smiling at me. Amy reached down to offer me a hand, helping me get up. I looked at all of them, flustered and embarrassed. She told me I really should get out of my wet pants and panties, and I told her I didn't have anything else to wear. She just laughed. "It's a dungeon. Nudity is perfectly acceptable, you know." I nodded and removed my pants and panties. Now, I was naked from the waist down, covered only by the t-shirt that got me into the situation in the first place. Before Amy unlocked the bathroom door, she added one more thing. With a black Sharpie, she wrote across my pelvis, just above my pussy, the words, "I came." And then all four of us made our way back to the dungeon and the presentation. As we did, I turned to Amy and asked, "You don't really think all of that, do you? I mean, about me? We are really friends, right?" She just smiled and ran her hand through my hair. "I guess you'll never know for sure, will you?" she said, chuckling. I felt my pussy growing wet from her words. And then she leaned close, pressed her lips to my ear, and whispered to me,